Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
Hey, did you see that game last weekend? It was crazy.
Actually, we were there.
Wait, like in person? How'd you swing that?
Allegiant had a super affordable nonstop flight out there. And with how low the airfare was, buying tickets to the game was a no-brainer.
Hold my beer. I'm going to Allegiant.com right now.
Allegiant, the official airline of the Las Vegas Raiders. Experience the game you love at Allegiant Stadium. Visit Allegiant.com/Raiders to book your flight, game tickets, and hotel all in one place.
Welcome to the Raiders Press Pass, your credential to all things silver and black.
Go ahead, Doug.
A heavy lean toward defense, was that intentional or just kind of how the draft?
It's kind of the way it went. It wasn't intentional, but it's just kind of the way it went. I know in the fourth round, the one thing we're talking about, like whoever we're taking here, let's get some speed, no matter what position it is. We're lucky enough to get the corner who's got some big time speed and some length and size and really good athlete. So, but it's kind of way it worked out the third day.
You picked up three guys this weekend, Tom, who got major national awards: Thorpe, Remington, and the Mackey. But you also got a group of guys that all kind of share a mentality, a dogged football attitude. I'm just curious about how valuable was that in picking guys that fit that mentality?
The awards not so much, but the mentality, yes, because, look at our head coach and what he's looking for and his mentality. So we need guys that can match that and fit that culture. And we feel like most of these guys have that. And I bet even some of the phone calls when you guys talk to the players, you could probably feel that already and you haven't even seen them yet. So, our guys feel the same thing. Our scouts are on the road. They not only have to look at the football player between the white lines, but everything else about the person that goes into it. And most of these guys fit those traits.
Talking to Dylan Lauby, he asked him about like what he takes pride in his game, and he really emphasized the pride he takes in special teams.
Smart kid.
Yeah, I mean, was that a big thing for you in those last few picks? Was the special teams
very big? Those guys, in order to make the team, you're going to have to contribute on special teams first, and then start developing at your position. So he fits that, and as a running back, as a receiving running back, he does kick returns, done punt returns. He'll be able to cover kicks, and he's a smart kid. He knows, hey, this is how I have to make the team. I'm going to have to do a lot of dirty work and on special teams, but also he does some returns, which is big, and especially with us trying to maneuver this new kickoff rule, we don't know exactly what it's going to look like. So as a kickoff returner, we're looking at some different styles of runners, whether it's a running back style or receiver style. See what body types work best, but the fact that he can do some kickoff returns was a pretty big part of us drafting him late.
No, you're not the type to force the issue. You're going to let the board, unfold the way it unfolds. But I was just curious, was there any thought about a quarterback, in these last two?
On the third day? No. Really not in the second day either. The first day, yes, but not after that.
Is that just where the evaluation kind of?
Yeah, I mean, if we felt there was a quarterback out there that was better than what we had or could potentially be better, certainly would have done something about it. But just that didn't line up.
You didn't make any trades in the Chargers. You didn't make any this week. Is that more of a philosophy thing, or is that kind of the way things
fall? Yeah, not necessarily. I mean, if you were in there, second round we were trying to go up pretty hard. Even the fourth round we came back in, we were trying to go up, Yeah, there's a little bit of philosophy behind it that I wouldn't want to get into here. Maybe down the road I will, but it's certainly not a philosophy of, hey, we're not trading up or down. That's not it at all. But the one thing we do, we really strip the board down pretty heavily and trying to increase our odds in a player that we take. So we try and, mitigate some risk by making sure that we take some players off the board that just whatever playing ability, scheme-wise, character, medical, could impact their odds of making our team. So, But no, we were in a lot of discussions to move up, move down. But most times we felt like when our pick was up, you know, we felt good about the player that was there. And in the end, you got to execute the pick and, you know, trying to find the guy that can have the best chance to help you win. So that's how it worked out this weekend.
Eichenberg is a Robert Spillane almost clone, just the way he attacks and plays. Would you talk about what stood out to you when you watched the film, please?
Yeah, some of those qualities. I mean, he's big. He's really smart in play, like aware. Hustle, motor, you know, likes to hit. But he's all ball all the time. He runs very well, straight line for a bigger linebacker. And he's been well coached, you know, through high school. St. Ignatius is a powerhouse in Cleveland, Ohio. Well coached in high school, played against, you know, top high school players in his area when he was there, and then obviously at Ohio State. So, you know, we think he has big special teams value as well. Like I said, it's important for all these guys as young players. You got to come in and make a mark on special teams with Tom McMahon to kind of get a jersey on Sunday, and then keep working at your craft or whatever that position is to try and earn a starting job at some point.
Not necessarily comparing Dylan to Austin Ekeler, but between the run game and the pass skill, it feels like there's a little bit of similarities there. Is that
everyone always says Danny Woodhead, but yeah, we're all always looking for comps. But as far as the concept, the style of how they play, yeah, there'd be some similarities there. You know, obviously Austin is a, you know, big time player in this league, so I wouldn't put him in that category yet. And the same with Danny Woodhead. Danny Woodhead we had with the San Diego Chargers. He was amazing for us. But as far as a running back with receiving skills, and Dylan ran 4.49, so he has some good speed. But it can do a lot of different things as a football player, which those two guys had to do. With Austin Ekeler, when we first brought him in, we signed him after the draft. Obviously didn't know he was going to turn into what he turned into. We would have drafted him much higher. But when we brought him in, he was an outstanding gunner for us and covering kicks. So once we saw that in the preseason games, he started to get some more carries on offense and then started to see more what he could do. And then he turned into Austin Ekeler. So, and Danny Woodhead has a similar story when he was with the Patriots and Jets. So, you know, if Dylan was smart, you know, which he is, he's probably studied those two guys, and hopefully he'll have the same type of career.
Do you guys have, like, an overriding goal, like maybe a theme for the week that you guys kind of preached to each other and wanted to accomplish this week? And I guess how close did you get to where you wanted to be?
Good question. I wouldn't say one big overriding goal. But I guess just trying to make sure we're drafting players that fit our identity. Obviously, there's needs we'd like to fill. I've told you before, the needs kind of change. But, you know, depth is a need, too. And you got to have depth across your team, so that's a big part of it. But, now, you know, just trying to include everybody in the process. And, you know, like I said, there's a lot of people, all the coaches, all the scouts, front office, you know, even doctors and security. Bob Sturetti's a part of our, you know, draft process because he does all that background work for us. So there's just a lot of people involved, get all the information together and make, you know, best picks we can.
Richardson, he has a lot of physical tools at 6'2", with that 4.3 speed. What kind of potential do you think he has if he's able to put it on here?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of potential. I mean, I wouldn't call him necessarily a project because he's a two-year starter in the SEC, but he does have some work to do at the position. But he also fits as far as, like, he can make an impact on special teams with his size, his speed, and he's an excellent tackler. It's usually hard to find the bigger corners that can really run that are actually really good tacklers as well. So the fact that you get those three things with him, and he's a really good athlete, so keep developing his game. You know, he's relatively new to the position because he really was, you know, running back and mostly a safety in high school and then like a little bit safety corner in college and now playing corner. So just a lot to work with there. But those are the type of guys we want to work with.
If I had told you Thursday morning that this is what your draft was going to look like, would you have said, yeah, I'll take that? I mean, as you reflect on this, are you very pleased?
Yeah, there's always guys on the board that you don't get that you would love to have, but you only have so many picks. So you get a little bit greedy. So, but I'm happy with this group. I am. But, you know, there's just a lot of guys you just can't. I just texted a GM just earlier that took a guy in the seventh round that we'd love to have after the draft. You just can't get everybody you want. But yeah, no, it's a good group. It's a good starting point. Add this group to last year's draft class, and hopefully we get moving.
Your first draft with the Raiders after 10 years with the Chargers, from an operational and maybe synergy standpoint, how did it go over these last 3 days?
Pretty similar. AP was great to work with through the whole 3 days. You know, it's kind of a long process. Just, you know, a lot of sitting around, talking, thinking out scenarios. Every pick you make could impact something else. So he's a great sounding board with that. He's got great perspective, which is great. And then even watching how Brandon Juergen and Champ Kelly and JoJo Wooden all work together, you know, really satisfying. And then, like I said, we're going to get a lot better in the next couple of years once we work with each other a lot more. Just the whole process will be better next year, and we'll start that tomorrow. Maybe not tomorrow, maybe Monday. Yeah, all in all, I was pretty impressed with everybody.
I know you took a best player available approach, or whatever, but do you also like target certain groups? Like, do you go and say, I want to hit these position groups before the draft starts, and do you look back and say, I did it, or I didn't do that? Or...
Yeah, so what I'll do sometimes, I'll late in the process, I'll look at the board and just say, you know, first round-wise, this is kind of where the players are. Because like it's not like in the first round you got every position group we'd have a player to take. You know, maybe a position group is a little bit weak 1 year. So I'll look up there and basically say, hey, the first round we're looking at these three or four positions more than likely. How does that line up with our short-term needs and long-term needs? I'll do that the first three rounds. After that, it's you really can't do that. But yeah, I'll kind of eye it up, and then we'll do some different things. That if we take a certain position in the first round, how will that affect second and third? Yeah, that's kind of how it rolls. I could talk about it more, but I'm too tired.
I'm sorry. You talked a lot about finding the right characteristics for this team, and wondering if in the players that you did draft, if you saw one common kind of characteristic that they all have that they can really bring to this team.
I want to give you a good answer, but I can't really think of anything. That's because we're always looking for the same thing with all these guys as far as the work ethic, the preparation, and the drive, and the desire to be great players. So, you know, they all have to have that, whether it's Brock Bowers all the way down to MJ Devonshire in the seventh round. So just trying to find players that fit the identity of the Raiders, how we play, and fit the identity of our head coach. So that was the goal.
We'll do two more, Adam, and then Paul. I think going in, a lot of people on the outside said that you guys needed to address the right tackle situation. I know you got DJ, but... where do you guys stand on Darren Munford right now? Because it seems like a lot of people forgot that he existed, but he's obviously developed pretty well.
I have not forgotten. No, it's funny because last week I haven't had a lot of time to even, you know, because the players right now, it's phase one, so they're lifting and they're conditioning. And there's not a lot of football work. But I walked out there this week, and Thayer was doing some straight ahead sprinting, like kind of some lead ups and some sprints. And you can see how athletic he is for a big man, like what a smooth athlete he is. And I love the fact that he got some good snaps under his belt last year. So, no, we're really excited about where he can go as a player. You know, we need to be 8 to 9 deep on that offensive line. And I think he can be a big part of that from what I've seen, you know, on tape last year. And then just a little bit of watching him, you know, you don't see big guys who can really move like that. So it's pretty exciting.
Tom, as I guess draining physically and mentally draining as it can be this whole weekend with the draft, how then on the flip side is – rewarding is it to make those calls and hear the voices and the emotions on the other side of the phone?
Yeah, there were some pretty good ones today. You know, Dylan Lobby, Trey Taylor. Trey Taylor was just so thankful. MJ at the end. So it's pretty neat. It's funny because when we do it, like with me, when I'm making the call, and I hate to say it, but my mind's already thinking to the next one. You know, because you're just kind of in this mode of just kind of keep working, and you kind of forget the kid on the other end of the phone is getting this phone call that's changing his life. You know, gets a chance to be a professional football player. He knows what city he's going to go to, and it's the Raiders. I mean, what's better than that to get a call from the Las Vegas Raiders? So, especially these kids today, there was a lot of emotions on the phone. Yeah, these are life-changing journeys for these guys to be here. So. But yeah, sometimes I hate to say it. We do this every year, and it's, you know, part of our job. We kind of lose track of that. But it was kind of cool to hear that from the guys today.
Thanks for listening to the Raiders Press Pass. For all things silver and black, download the Raiders app and visit Raiders.com.
The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app True Connect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem 1 free year of True Connect exclusively for Raider Nation.